From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, December 1st. We're going to see mostly cloudy skies across the region today. A 30% chance of some scattered snow showers developing later today, turning over to a mix of snow and sleet during the overnight, during tonight and overnight hours. Look for a high today of 35. Well, we will likely see a wintry mix of weather moving into the region later today and tonight. Most of the region could see some scattered snow showers mixed with sleet late this evening into tonight and early tomorrow morning. Less than an inch of accumulation is expected. However, parts of far southern Illinois and western Kentucky along the Ohio River could see up to an inch of snow and sleet along with a light glaze of ice. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. tonight through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for Massac and Pope counties in southern Illinois, along with other counties in western Kentucky and southeast Missouri. On this Cyber Monday, the Better Business Bureau's naughty list of the top scams of the holidays includes one you might not think about. Each year, there are more and more advent calendars being sold. In fact, CNN has a list of more than 20 calendars, and many are in hot demand. The BBB's Sydney Waters says in past years, they've received reports on Scam Tracker about advent calendar ads on social media not delivering as promised. Some were not received, and others received inferior products or incomplete orders.
I know this sounds silly, but those advent calendars can be really fun and tailored to different things, different interests. So they're a very hot item. Scammers have seen this, and so they create scams around whatever product is hot. So do your research before you buy your advent calendar. Look up that company on BBB.org. And also, we have a shopper's guide on there to help you purchase, actually, a niche advent calendar. Who would have thought?
Well, due to their popularity, Waters says the best advent calendars tend to sell out early. So if one is on your list, especially if you want one with a coveted brand or product, then make your purchase early. Well, state cybersecurity and emergency management officials are urging Illinois residents to stay alert for online scams during the holiday season. With more shopping, donations, and digital messages this time of year, scammers often try to capitalize on the rush. The Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology says the best protection is slowing down before clicking on ads, warnings, or shipping links. They recommend shopping only with trusted retailers, using credit cards for safer transactions, and avoid websites that ask for unnecessary personal information. Residents are also urged to monitor their accounts for suspicious activity. The State Department of Innovation and Technology says staying vigilant helps strengthen Illinois' overall cyber resilience. More tips are available on the Department of Innovation and Technology's website. Well, one local retailer hopes customers think beyond Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday and keep local businesses on their shopping list throughout the holiday shopping season. Scott Thorne of Castle Perilous Games in Carbondale says more than half of the money spent locally stays in the community. Thorne also says customers can often find products they might not see in national chains when they shop locally.
A small business reflects the personality and the desires of its owner. If I didn't have an abiding interest in tabletop board games and comic books, this store would not exist.
Carbondale Chamber of Commerce Director William Lowe also says that when people shop local, they receive personal service that they just can't get from online sellers. Well, this reminder from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources regarding hunters and asking hunters to be careful with technology as the second firearm deer season gets underway this week. IDNR says drones are illegal for any part of hunting or recovering wildlife, and conservation police will be watching for violations. The agency also warns hunters not to rely on AI tools for legal advice, saying they often give incorrect answers. IDNR officials urge hunters to check the Illinois Wildlife Code and the Hunting and Trapping Digest instead. Also, they remind hunters that e-bikes are prohibited on state-owned lands, except on public roads or designated bike and trailways. Well, weather-wise today, we'll see mostly cloudy skies for most of us across the region. Then a 30% chance of some snow showers developing late this afternoon into early evening. We'll see a high around 35. Those scattered snow showers are going to then mix with sleet, and we'll likely to see that during the evening and overnight hours. Less than an inch of accumulation is expected. We're going to see an overnight low of 22. However, a winter weather advisory is in effect for some portions of far southern Illinois into western Kentucky and southeast Missouri, where from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. tomorrow, we could see up to an inch of accumulation of snow and sleet, as well as maybe a light covering of ice on top of that. And those hazardous conditions could impact the early morning commute. Again, that is for far southern part of the state, including Golconda, Metropolis, as well as counties along the Ohio River in western Kentucky. Then tomorrow, looks like mostly cloudy. We'll see some gradual clearing during the afternoon and a high of 33. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.